Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for Monday, September 30th, 2019. So today we only have two short verses, but these are those kind of verses that you could take and you could live your whole life long. And so let's look at the verses for today. They're found in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I remember not too long ago I was preaching and I was talking about this verse, and this verse always reminds me of a day where I was leading worship in a new place. Everything was going wrong during rehearsal. It was a church that was much larger than where I'd grown up. And I was really nervous. My guitar string had broken, so I was using a backup guitar. And it didn't sound as good. And everything seemed to be going wrong. And I remember one of my teenagers put these little verses on my stand just to remind me that in that morning where I was really frustrated and nervous about even helping lead worship at a church, that there were much bigger things going on that morning. And that is that many of the things that we worry about, many of the things we're anxious about, many of the things that we fret about throughout our days and our weeks, ultimately really don't matter in the grand scheme of things. So this passage says that in every situation, through prayer, through thanksgiving, we can tell God what's on our mind. We can present our requests to God. And that what happens when we release those things to God, that we have this peace. And it says in this passage that it will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Jesus told his disciples not to worry. Jesus said to look at the birds of the air, look at the lilies of the field. They don't labor, they don't spin, are the words I think in the scripture. They don't store away things in barns. They don't get all uptight about tomorrow and the next day and the next day. If you've ever watched the birds, they just kind of go about their business for this day. And Jesus is saying to us, trust me for today. In the wilderness, the Israelites were given manna, but they were only given enough for one day. They weren't given enough for the whole week. And they were encouraged there. Trust me, God said, for one day, for this day. And so today, as you go out on this Monday, I know Mondays are sometimes kind of hectic. And Mondays are the days that sometimes we dread after a weekend. What if we could just trust God for this day, for this morning, for whatever will come our way this day? And not worry about tomorrow or the next day or the next day or any kind of situation that's going on maybe in our family or in our finance or in our workplace or our school. But maybe we could just approach each moment as God gives it to us and trust that the God who's been with us in the past will be faithful with us in the future. That is my favorite definition of hope, and it is that we know that God was faithful in our past, and we trust that God will be faithful in our future. And therefore, we have hope. And this passage says we have peace as well. Because once we know that we have given things into God's hands, then we can rest, and we can relax, and we can trust that God will be with us no matter what this day brings, and no matter what the next day brings, and the day after that. As we live moment by moment, giving our requests to God, speaking to God about the things in our lives, trusting those things to God, then it frees us up to be free from worry, and to live at peace. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.